In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, although many Hebraic names became Americanized and permeated American culture and dominated your personal names, it is extremely hard for any skilled priest to correctly read all the Jewish names listed today in the genealogy of Jesus Christ unless he is well versed in ancient Hebrew language. And since many priests stumble and trip over their tongues with these Hebrew names, why did the church insist on choosing this long list to be read on the Sunday before the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ? Remember that Matthew publishes his list according to Christ's kingly succession. Christ is a descendant of David the king. Observe how Abraham came first in time, but David nevertheless came first in rank. The rank of the kingdom is greater than the rank of birth. Abraham was the founding patriarch of the Jewish people, that from his seed all nations are going to be blessed. But David was first among the tribe of Judah to have the rank of a king. As a result, Mary belonged to the same kingship of Christ. Christ, however, is coming to us not as an earthly king, but as the heavenly king to establish the kingdom of God on earth. And this shows that the kingdom of David was mutable and changeable, while the kingdom of God is immutable, unchangeable, and everlasting. For this reason, the church chose the list of Matthew, or the Gospel according to Matthew, over the compatible list of Luke, or the Gospel according to Luke, which traces the genealogy of Christ to Adam and to God himself. So Luke has set forth his list according to priestly origin and considered Christ as the new Adam who is everlasting, and he is the new creation on earth. This ancestral lineage indicates the relationship of the Lord to his ancestors according to the flesh, many of whom were godly believers preparing humanity to accept the incarnation of Christ, while others were sinners. But Christ took upon himself a blood relationship to many sinners in order to purify them. In this lineage, Christ was a descendant of many sick ancestors in order to heal them. He took on the fallen lineage in order to lift it up to his kingdom. The real models of the ancestors, however, are the Old Testament heroes of faith whose suffering and actions are listed in the epistle which you have heard this morning of St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Sacrificial faith is the foundation of Christ's lineage. And the faith in his coming sustained those heroes in their sufferings. They were put to death. Others were tortured. But they did not waver. They died by their willingness to die for Christ, who did not yet come. Even though they suffered chains, imprisonments, scourges, stonings, their faith was resilient, even unto death itself. See the strong faith of people who died for someone who has promised them that he is coming, but they were ignorant of the time of his coming and the manner of his nativity. Without a faith like their faith, it is not easy to please God. Faith needs a dynamic, a forceful soul, one rising above all human weaknesses and disbelief. The heroism of the ancestors opposes modern apprehensive behavior. It is easy nowadays for the average American to change his domination, to change his religion or his faith, even if he has inherited the apostolic faith. For example, if someone has an aversion towards the parish council or towards the bishop's or the priest's behavior or approach, or towards a bad behavior of a fellow parishioner, he would immediately break out and leave suddenly to find a place that is satisfying to his opinion of himself. The one who is not really deeply rooted in his faith does not put up with the hardship of life. Today we learn that it's not possible for any person to become a believer unless he puts his trust in God until death and is deeply rooted in his faith. Remember that God saved Daniel from the lion's throat and preserved the three youth in their fiery furnace and cured Job of his sores. And Susanna was saved from the hands of the wicked because their faith was unyielding. Brethren, many of you may become today distressed or distraught by the economic situation, which may affect both your physical and spiritual well-being. But you have to remember that a faithful person is the richest of all rich people. To you belongs the whole wealth of the Nativity, if you disdain or trample on earthly care. The faithful person is rich in his faith, in his love, and in his hope. By faith, your affairs are held. Nothing can possibly remain stable on earth and unless it is preceded by believing in the coming of Jesus Christ, whose nativity is coming and drawing near to us. A sound faith is a mighty protection to you in any adverse circumstance, especially in this economic depressing period. True faith cannot be taken away from you. Everything can be taken from you except your faith. No one can remove the joy of the nativity from your hearts. If the heroes of the Old Testament adhere to their faith in the coming Christ, how much should we cling to this faith which was delivered to us by Christ Himself and then by the apostles and the saints? Dearly beloved in Christ, cling to this faith delivered to the saints once for all with unshaken determination, and follow after the heroes of faith. Without believing in God, who became a babe for our salvation, nothing is holy, nothing is pleasing or gratifying, nothing is alive. Otherwise, all our endeavors will be futile. Unless we have faith in regard to all things, all is a loss for us. Everything is a loss. Let us therefore shake off the earth. Let us break through the difficulty that lies upon us. Seek today the babe who is born, who is to be born, and you will find your salvation from all your predicaments. Let us focus our thoughts on the coming child, stretching up our hands to him, praying with earnestness so that he might provide you with the strength and internal peace so that you will be able to fly even across the tempestuous sea of this present life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.